ladies. Welcome to the Woman Intentionally podcast. I'm your host, Coach Wiggy K, and this podcast is all about self-development, self-improvement, and just becoming the best version of yourself. So, ladies, it is almost summertime, and everybody is talking about getting summertime fine. Your girl is, you know, looking a little fine over here, but I am coming through for you all today because I want to make sure that you have the tools that you need to continue getting in shape and getting past these mental blocks that keep us from being the best version of ourselves. So I went and got the Fit Mom expert herself, Tanisha Douglas, and she is going to be sharing with us today. So welcome to the Woman Intentionally podcast, Tanisha.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes, girl. Y'all, Tanisha is OG. She did a webinar with me back when I first was getting started just with Woman Intentionally and everything. So I had no one else in mind when it came to talking about fitness and health on the podcast. So let's just jump right in, Tanisha. I want you to kind of tell the audience a little bit about yourself, what it is that you do, and what made you want to do this line of work.
So my name is Tanisha Douglas, as you said, also known as the Fit Mom Expert. So I actually coach women, moms, on how to lose weight after they have children. So, I mean, not that I won't coach other women, but that's my specialty. And I got into that because after I had my two children, I know what it's like to struggle to know exactly what to do, how to get the weight back off, how to do this now, how to find time to work out or eat clean and do all these things now that you have two kids to take care of too. Besides the fact that there's an overwhelm of information online that you can easily just go down the rabbit hole and you're like, okay, which way do I go? Do I do keto? Do I do intermittent fasting? Do I do no carbs? Do I eat carbs? What do I do? So there's so much confusion. I just felt like I wanted to simplify that for women, help them to realize that they can get their bodies back after they have children. It's not ruined, and that you don't have to give up the foods that you love to do it.
Yeah. And that's a big thing because a lot of people feel stuck at that point. Like you said, I know even me not trying to necessarily, you know, after birth, but just getting online, like, I'm going to change my life today. And looking on, you know, different ways, girl, you get overwhelmed.
Oh my gosh.
What do I need to do? I wanted to ask you, you know, did you ever face any personal struggles with your weight or your health mindset?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So all through my childhood, actually, I struggled with my weight. Like, I was the chubby kid growing up. I was, you know, I was always on a diet trying to lose weight. I remember I would sneak cookies in my basement because my brother would pick on me because I was, you know, chubby. And that was all the way up until high school, actually, that I remember being like in summers before high school or like, you know, in middle school, like before, right before high school, being like, okay, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to look totally different when I go back to school and, you know, stuff like that. So I struggled with my body image a lot as a kid. And it didn't change for me until actually after I had children, believe it or not. So I lost weight my senior year of high school because I got chicken pox. So I lost a lot of weight, like in a matter of 2 weeks because I was so sick. Like, I was really sick with chicken pox. Yeah. So I remember when I lost that weight, I remember feeling like, man, like, okay, I felt great. Like, I felt amazing. Yeah. But then it turned into disordered eating because then I was so scared to gain it back. I wouldn't eat. Like, so I stopped. I got really skinny right before I got married. I remember I was 108 pounds and I still couldn't see it. Like, I remember going to see a therapist because I was still like, didn't feel thin enough. Like, I still felt like I needed to lose weight, and I was skinny. Like, I mean, so, you know, and even now, honestly, I still struggle with it only because it's an identity thing. Like, so it's something I constantly have to work on. Like, I can get to a certain weight now, and I know in my mind, I know, okay, I'm good. I'm at a healthy weight. I look good. But there's still that part of me that's like, do I, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you look in the mirror, you can't see it. So it's something I work on constantly, my mindset, like you said, because it, like, people always say, like, you can change your body, but if you don't change what's going on in your head, it's not going to matter.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Exactly. And I think that's a big thing for women. A lot of women want to, like, drink the tea really quick and get the flat tummy and then, you know, not change their mindset as far as health is concerned. And I've personally learned that just over time, just trying so many different things. Girl, I would literally... One thing I am is resilient, and I will try and try and try. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a new week, new me, you know? So, and like, eventually but I even will just encourage my girl, just keep trying. Like, my sister, she is you know, she's been just continuing to try. She'll fall off. Wait, I'm back on it this week. Mm-hmm. And I just keep telling her to continue trying. But, you know, eventually I picked up, like, man, you know, I don't drink soda. I'll take a sip or whatever, but I don't order sodas. Like, stuff like that has kind of slowly become a part of who I am. And I noticed a difference in my mindset when I go out to eat or, you know what I'm saying, or like here on quarantine, you have all these snacks that you can indulge in. And if my mindset wasn't like, girl, I'm trying to be fine. I want to, you know, enjoy what I look like when I look in the mirror and put on my clothes, you know, I just did a little Fashion Nova shopping. And if I didn't have the right mindset, I would just be here eating all the Oreos and stuff that I just really enjoy eating.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it, for sure. And like, same here. Like that's why at first I was like, I'm not even buying it. But, you know, obviously we have kids. So sometimes you got to buy the snacks for them. But I'm like, I'm not buying them any snacks that I know I'm going to eat. Because what happens with me is I'll buy the snacks for them. They won't eat them. And I'm the one in there in the cupboard at night like, oh, let me get some Oreos.
Just what?
Exactly.
Next thing you know, so, you're in there crying. You got like, this is not what it was supposed to be.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. Okay. So mindset, ladies, we have to understand that you just going to do a lot of cardio or just going to work out, and you know, it may get you some temporary results, but if that mindset doesn't change, you know, it's going to be right back. Oh, perfect example, girl. We did a fast at the beginning of the year. 21 day fast with our church, and even though we still lost weight, like my husband lost like 12-13 pounds, girl, and he is just so disappointed right now because he has gained it all the way back. Like, as soon as it was over, he went back to just eating crazy and just like, you know, back to the pork. And I'm like, hey, you know, you need to chill out, but he don't want to hear from his wife. So he's just now, his mindset didn't change, and he's seeing that now. So ladies, just that mindset is really serious.
Absolutely.
So Tanisha, what are some common reasons women quit their fitness goals? I'm pretty sure you know some stuff about this. Like, why do you think women quit their fitness goals?
And this is, again, mindset too. I'm going to tell you for sure. There's a couple of reasons. I think either, but a lot of it stems from, especially with the women that I've worked with so far, they don't believe they can do it. So it's almost like they sabotage themselves because they don't believe they can get there. So they're afraid of failing. So they just quit. So that's one reason for sure. Like, I actually was just talking to a client the other day and I was telling her, I want you to write down all the reasons that you deserve to do this. Yeah. You know, she needs to lose a significant amount of weight. And she said that she even said herself that she feels like she's afraid to give it her all because what if it doesn't work? So a lot of times women give up because they're just like, they don't believe they can do it. And I've been there too. Like, I know what that's like. So that's one reason for sure. And then the other reason is either that they just don't have the support. They feel like, you know, they are surrounded by people who don't want to eat healthy. Maybe their husbands are bringing food in the house, maybe their kids. And they're like, I just can't do it. Like, I don't, you know, or it's too hard. They embark on programs that are just too difficult, you know, where they're saying, okay, don't eat any carbs. And who wants to, like, how long is that sustainable? Yeah, you might could do that for a week or two, or maybe even a month. But then once you're done and you go eat all the carbs, you're gaining all the weight back. So, you know, it's too hard. They don't have the time. They don't know how to cook. They don't like vegetables. I mean, these are all the things that I hear all the time.
It's so real. I know for a fact, like the vegetable things, I see you doing some. Look, ladies, at the end, y'all gonna get Tanisha's Instagram and Facebook. She just power woman over here. But y'all be making some good stuff over there. And then, like, sometimes your husband, like, he be showing what he's eating. I love watching y'all. But yeah, I think, you know, just following people who inspire you will help with that, ladies. Like she said, support and kind of knowing what it looks like. And I don't think I would have, if I didn't have access or, you know, wasn't following people who were doing the right thing or show me what it looked like, I wouldn't get that from my husband. I wouldn't get that from my friend circle that I have here in Virginia, you know? So if you want it bad enough, it's like, you got to go after it, put yourself in position to get it, right?
Right. Yes. And that accountability too. That's one of the things too, like in our program, that's what we're huge on, is accountability. Because just like you said, if you don't have a support system around you in your house, like, you need it outside somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? So even if it's online, like a group, like we have a group chat, like, you know, you've seen my program. Yeah. So it's easy if you have someone kind of to keep you accountable, to check in with, and other people, like-minded people doing the same thing. It's easier to stick to it.
Yeah, you see that you're not the only one struggling. Like,
right.
That's one thing. You sharing wins and losses. Like, just because you have one bad day doesn't mean you should just throw the whole, you know, lifestyle change away or whatever.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
So is that the advice that you would give? What kind of advice would you give women who are like experiencing some of those things? Like the main thing you would kind of tell them.
Just like you just said, that's perfect. It's just because you have a bad day doesn't mean, or even a bad meal. Like I always tell people, take it one meal at a time. Yeah. You had breakfast, you did great. Awesome. That's a win. You had lunch, you did great. Awesome. That's a win. If you had dinner or a snack somewhere in between that, that was not so great or on your plan, fine. It's just that meal. It doesn't mean throw the rest of the day away. So, okay, I messed up now. Let me just eat crap for the rest of the day. No, it's one meal. It's one day. The next day, get right back to it. One day is not going to sabotage you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, I would just say take it one meal at a time, literally.
I think so many women need to hear what she just said, because a lot of times we just give up like, oh, that's it. You know, I got to wait to next week and it's Monday, you know?
Yes, like, no. Yes, right.
No, that's one meal at a time. Ladies, one
meal
at
a time.
Come on out here, dropping these nuggets. Not chicken nuggets, though, ladies. Not nuggets. Just wisdom nuggets. Okay.
Oh my god.
So, Tanisha, what? How can busy women make time to improve their health? What kind of advice do you have?
So, I actually was just thinking about this the other day because I was looking at an old. Last year, I did a competition. I don't know if you know that or not, but I was working full time at the time. And prepping for my show, and I had my kids and their activities. And I mean, busy was an understatement. Like I literally be working out at midnight. That's how busy I was. Yeah. And so I was thinking about this yesterday because I was working out and it was, you know, in the middle of the day. And I was like, it really is. And like, we've been talking about mindset this whole time. It really comes, I'm going to give you some practical suggestions, but I'm going to say this first.
Yeah.
It really comes down to how committed you are to whatever your goal is. Because if you are committed to something, you're going to make the time to do it. You might not have the time. Like you got to work. You got kids. You got 20 other, you got a husband. You got a million things to do. I get it. Mm-hmm. But if you are committed to this goal, you are going to find the time. I don't care if it's you're going to wake up 20 minutes earlier. You're going to go to bed 30 minutes later. Whatever you need to do, you're going to find the time to do it. If you are committed to it. Okay. Yeah. So that's number one. It's a mindset thing, and it really is. The practical advice I have is, like I said, wake up 20 minutes earlier. Like our workouts in our program, for example, are only 22 minutes long, 24 minutes long. So they take you less than half an hour. You don't have to spend hours working out to lose weight.
Yeah,
you can do it in 30 minutes a day, you know, 20, 30 minutes a day. So I would say set your alarm, get into a routine to wake up a little bit earlier. If you can't wake up a little bit earlier, stay up a little bit later. And just, if you need to fit it in on your lunch hour, go out on 20. If you can't, you know, you can't get to a gym right now where nobody's going to the gym, but if you can't physically like work out, go for a walk, like do something to move your body. What's going to be key more than anything is your nutrition. So, you know, it's not about, you could work out all the time, but if you're eating like crap, it's not going to change. So let's say you have to pick one or the other. I can't work out today, but let me just make sure I'm eating really clean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So those are my practical suggestions. Just so calendar in the time. Like you said just now, if you put it on your calendar, good thing I had that on my calendar because now I know I got to get up and do it.
Yeah.
Schedule it in. Like, you know what I mean? In those chunks, somewhere in your day, you can fit in 20 minutes.
Yeah. I think also I see, I like even just women that I talk to, just not accepting the fact that we don't have you may not have a life that allows you to, like quarantine, right? I have all this time, so I can just kind of plan my day how I want it. But that's not the reality for most of us on a regular day, you know? So you have to accept that, like, if I'm going to get this body, I got to wake up early. I'm going to have to go to sleep later. Like,
yes.
And another thing I realized, like, I took the notifications off my social media because I was getting distracted. My social media time has went up so much since just being on quarantine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, it's business. A lot of it.
It's not business,
you know? And so now I've just taken the notifications off and my time has decreased drastically. Yeah. So it's like, if you are spending so much time, if it says you spent 5 hours on Facebook today, sis, there's no way that you couldn't have got a 30-minute, 24-minute workout.
You know? Amen.
So we have to just accept that, like, our life isn't going to be every day like, oh, well, I'm just going to wake up, I'm going to work out, I'm going to eat my breakfast. And, you know, you got to figure out a way to do it. And I think that that's, that's another mindset thing, is just like, what are you willing to just accept about your life? I don't have a life that allows me to sleep all day, or, you know, and so I can't be mad at that. I just got to adjust fire and keep it pushing.
Exactly. You got to make those sacrifices. There's something, you know, you got to make sacrifices. It is what it is to get what you want, you know?
So we talked a little bit about, you know, your mindset and all of that, but how important is diet when it comes to losing weight, actually losing the weight?
Mm-hmm. 90%. So your diet is actually, a lot of people, and my husband talks about this all the time. A lot of people think it's the workout. They think, okay, as long as I'm going to the gym, I'm going to get there. But no, if you're going to the gym and you're eating like crap, you're not going to get there. Your diet is 90% of your results. That's where you really need to make sure you're focused. So yes, diet is so important. And like people tell me, you know, they say, okay, I want to get abs. Like they're really working hard. They want to get abs. And then they're like, but my abs aren't showing. Your abs are made in the kitchen. Like I hate to tell you, like it's, you could do all the crunches in the world, but if you are not, and I know that's like such a cliche saying, your abs are made in the kitchen, but
no,
it's so true, because you could crunch it up, you can whatever, but if you are not eating well, yeah, those abs are not showing through. They're not, just not happening.
You're right. And that makes sense. I'm just sitting here reevaluating my life. I've been doing this, doing sit-ups and all this stuff in the army for 12 years, girl. I never had an ab. You know, not even one. Well, I have had like it looked like a little ab too. But it's just, it goes to show I was eating like trash for so many years, you know what I'm saying? Not even thinking about it. Oh, I work out, I'm physically fit. That makes so much sense, girl. All right, so let's talk a little bit about nutrition then. You are known for helping women lose weight without giving up all the carbs, but in somebody's mind, they're like, Tanisha, you lying, girl. You're lying, and I want you to go on and help them figure that out.
Yes. So, yes, we do not promote giving up carbs, because number one, you need carbs, for one. Your brain needs carbs. Your body needs carbs. They provide energy. So they get a bad rap, especially women. They are like, I can't eat carbs. I can't eat bread. I can't eat rice because I need to lose weight. And I'm like, why can't you eat rice? Like, you're looking at me just like you said, like I'm crazy. Like, Tanisha, really? But I promise you, you need carbs. Carbs provide energy. So it's going to make you feel better, for one. It's going to make your brain function better. It's going to give you the energy to push through workouts. When you give that stuff up, it's not sustainable. Like, realistically, like if I told you, Whitney, you cannot eat rice for the rest of your life, or bread for the rest of your life, you think you could live like that?
No, ma'am.
Exactly. So if I say, okay, fine, no carbs, that's how you're going to lose this weight. What happens when you eat the carbs again?
Right.
You're going to gain the weight back. You're going to binge on it because you haven't had it in so long. So we believe in balance, like basically, because we want to create a lifestyle, just like you talked about earlier. It's a mindset shift. It's a lifestyle. Like, you can do something for a short period of time, but what's going to happen when you stop doing that? Right. Just like you said with your husband, he went on the fast, right? And then he went off the fast and went back to all his things that he loves to eat. And now he gained some weight back, right?
All of it.
Okay. So same thing we believe with low carb diets and keto, and they're not keto and all this, is that you have to do something that's going to be sustainable for your lifestyle. If keto is sustainable for your lifestyle, fine, stick with it.
Yeah.
If intermittent fasting is sustainable for your lifestyle, stick with it. But we believe in creating balance. So carbs, proteins, fats, all are necessary for your body to function at its optimal level and for you to sustain, because you're going to eat those things regardless when you're done. So let's figure out a way to keep it in there and still lose the weight. And I'm going to be honest with you, I used to be of the same mindset that you can't, you know, I got to eat low carb. I can't have bread. I can't have rice, and I can't have white rice. And I was just like that, like for years. And then I did a program and I ate more carbs than I have ever eaten in my life, like on a diet per se. And I've gotten the best shape of my life. And that's when it hit me. I was like, okay, no, this is it. Like, you need to eat these carbs, you know, especially because most women come to me, they want to change their body composition. It's not just losing weight. They don't want to, like most of the women in my program, they say, okay, I want to lose weight, but I want to look toned. I want to look fit, you know? And it's like, okay, in order to look fit, you got to eat these carbs because you need to build some muscle. Like, you can't just lose, you know, you can lose weight, but you're not going to look toned if you don't have some muscle under there. You know what I mean?
The people need to know, because somebody out there is giving up every week because they keep going in the closet, eating that bowl of rice and feeling bad and then giving up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so they need to know that. I guess, so like you said, balanced. So what would you say is a good amount, like, or, you know, when thinking about carbs.
Yeah. So obviously you don't want to overdo it. So that's what we teach our clients too. So for example, one of the easiest ways we break it down for them is we say half of your plate should be vegetables. So like, say you take your plate, half of it should be your greens, right? Mm-hmm. Your other half, you're going to split between your proteins and your carbs.
Yeah.
And then you're going to throw in a little bit of fat. That's a balanced plate. That's the best. A little bit of fat, meaning like your, I just actually posted about this yesterday, like your thumb. Like this. So let's say you do like maybe a teaspoon of coconut oil, some avocado, stuff like that, just to give you a balanced meal. So obviously you don't want to go. And I actually have a system, a perfect portion system. And we laugh because one of our tray has like two smaller components and then a big one, right? And so whenever we teach clients about it, we show it to them. We're like, okay, where would you put the rice in this plate? And it's usually that huge section, right? Yeah. And we're like, no. The rice go over here, you know. So people are like, wait, what? so yeah, you know, it's obviously a portions game too. So yeah.
So you talked a little bit in the beginning about, you know, how easy it is, especially with you guys' program, to get a workout in. But how often do you recommend that women work out to actually see results? And what are realistic results? You know what I mean? Because sometimes we be getting ourselves hyped up, and that's how we get let down.
Yes. Amen, sister. Okay. For real though. But I laugh because I swear, like, I do coaching calls with my clients every week and I'm these conversations. So anyway, I say 3 to 4 days a week is sufficient. Like, you don't have to kill yourself every single day if you don't have the time, you know? So 3 to 4 days a week, and realistic results are 1 to 2 pounds a week. That is a realistic, safest, most sustainable rate of weight loss, because then you're not losing muscle and, you know, you're really trying to focus on losing body fat. If you lose weight too fast, you're losing your muscle mass, which is not what you want. So you want to keep that 1 to 2 pounds a week. So I get clients all the time that they're like, oh, you know, I've been eating well all week. I've been doing this and I only lost a pound. And I'm like, that's great. And they're like, what do you mean that's great? You know, they're expecting to lose like 5 pounds in a week. And I'm like, you don't want to know. Like, that's not the type of program this is. And I tell people when they come on, like, this is not the type of program this is. If you want to like be, you know, lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks, that's not going to happen here.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, you're super heavy. Like, a lot of times heavier people can lose weight quicker at first.
Yeah.
The closer you get to your goal, the slower it gets. Like for me, for example, if I'm trying to slim down or, you know, lean out a little bit, I'll lose like 0.4 each week, like that. And my diet can be super clean. Like, I sent my, like, everything I eat to one of my clients one day, because she was upset because the scale went down like a pound or 2 pounds in like 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, and she's really close to her goal. And I said, that's great. And she still was having, like, you know, things that she loved to eat. Like, she would have wine here and there. She would have, you know, different things, and she still was losing weight. So I said, that's good. Like, that's okay. And I said, listen to me. I said, because I was getting ready for quarantine, I was getting ready to do another show. So I'm like, I said, I eat super clean. I don't drink alcohol. I don't know nothing like off of plan. Like, this is literally, and I said, and I will eat just like this all week long, and I'll get on the scale and I work out twice a day. Okay. And it'll be down 0.8, 0.4. Yeah. And I said, but you can't look at that. You got to look at how your body's responding.
Mm,
you know, they don't want to hear it, but, you know, I'm just saying this is realistic. This is, you know, real life.
Yeah. Real life, girl. And that's what we need, because we are expecting results that are discouraging us. And I think putting on a pair of jeans, like, if they don't make it over your hip, and then sis, you put them on like a couple weeks later and they make it over the hip, you're winning.
Thank you. That's why I said it's not about the scale. Like, I get it. Like, I really do get it, because I have been there and I still struggle with it. But it's not, you got to look at other things. Like, you really do. Like, those jeans are fitting now. Great. How do you feel? Like, do you feel like you feel sexier? You feel better? Like, how you feel, you know?
Right. That's so important. And girl, you touched on something really good. How do you feel? And I think sometimes it could be a little bit deeper than the whole weight thing. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, you got to a point where you lost all this weight, but you still weren't actually feeling good. So ladies, if we get to that point where you're losing weight and you're beating yourself up still with that negative self-talk and things like that, that's when we got to start doing some internal work. That's not your diet program. You know what I'm saying? That's us doing that internal work to figure out, what can I do to like... One thing that has really helped me is, how can I love myself right where I am? You know what I'm saying? So then when my like my love handles then went down. Girl, you can't tell me nothing. Okay?
Thank you. Amen.
Yeah. And so it's like, but I had to, I feel like I had to, you know, love myself in the process too, mm-hmm. like loving myself where I am. So when that came out, when that stuff started to happen, it was like a plus that, you know, my love handles were going down and my things were getting better. So ladies, you may need to look internally if it's really hard for you to accept where you are on the scale, you know what I mean? And just trust the process because it's not overnight.
It's not, no. And we got to detach from the number on the scale too. Like that, I mean, and we really do. Like it's just... it is what it is. It's feedback. I always tell my clients, I'm like, listen, it's just feedback. And the number on the scale can mean so many things. Like it could be water. It could be sodium. It could be, I mean, it could be a number of things. You could be getting your period. Like, for example, okay, I'm going to give you an example. This is a little personal, but all week I've been feeling like crap. Just, and I, so I was getting my cycle or whatever, mm-hmm. but I just been feeling, you know, I can, whenever I'm getting my cycle, and I have actually been learning this more lately through quarantine,
yeah,
that week before, I'm usually just not as structured. I can't like stick to clean eating. I find myself just like nibbling things more. Like it's just, it's harder for me to keep on track, right?
Yeah.
And it didn't hit me until like last month. I was like, my period came and I was like, okay, that's what happened the week before. So again, this week it was happening, but I didn't like journal about it. I didn't look at the calendar. And then my cycle came and I was like, oh, I was like, okay, I gotta start journaling about this. Anyway, mm-hmm. yesterday, I'm working out or whatever. I go in and usually after I work out, I practice my posing for my competitions or whatever, just even though I don't have a show, just mm-hmm. whatever. So I practice and I'm like looking in the mirror and I'm like, okay, you know, I look good. You know, I'm like liking my body's changes and everything.
Yeah.
So I only weigh myself once a week just to like check in. I get on the scale this morning and the number was higher than I would like it to be.
Yeah.
But just yesterday, I was happy with the way I looked. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I didn't practice, okay, detaching from the scale, that doesn't define you, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean anything as far as how you should feel about yourself, right. I would have really got down about that. And I almost did. I was kind of like, wait, what? You know, but I knew I had been not on track all week. I just got my period. I'm probably retaining water, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I didn't tell myself, okay, this is not defining you, da 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 da. Right. It could easily sit me on a spiral, like downward, you know, yes. Even on a binge. Like some women will be like, oh, whatever, I did all this work and whatever, I still don't, the scale didn't go down, let me just forget it. And then they give up. So I say all that to say that sometimes that's why we got to detach from the scale. Basically, you just looked in the mirror and you were loving the way you looked. Then you got on the scale and now you feel like crap. Clearly there's a disconnect.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And it's a mind thing, man.
It
messes with your mind when you see that, especially when you're trying to get to 165 and it keeps saying 170. Like you are lying. You know what I'm saying? So no, like I agree 100%. So ladies, give yourself grace. We all going through it. And I really thought for a minute, like even with that, right, with the cycle thing, like how my emotions and stuff change. But you know, we do that. You are not alone in that.
No.
Like it was just comforting hearing you say like you go through the same thing. I'm mm-hmm. like, it's not just me. Mm-hmm. I've probably been doing this my whole life and didn't even realize it until now. That I guess maybe I'm being more self-aware a little
bit. Yes.
So I'm like, man, I get real crazy around that time.
Yes.
And my man just be like, girl.
Right. Like, what's wrong with you? What happened? That's what my kids be, honestly. They'd be like, Mom, you were just happy like 2 seconds ago. What happened? I'm like, just don't talk to me.
You'll understand one day, daughter.
One day.
Oh my gosh. Yes, ladies. We got to have grace. We got to give ourselves grace because we have a lot going on that we have to work in, you know, and deal with. So mm-hmm. we're going to get there. So the last question that I have for today is, what is the advice that you would give women about losing weight and just keeping it off?
So first of all, I would say that, again, like we've been talking so much about mindset, it's a lifestyle change for one and a mindset shift. So you definitely have to create a sustainable lifestyle, which again, it goes back to how we talked about not giving up foods that you love, not giving up carbs, not, you know, keeping things balanced, because if you don't make a lifestyle change, you're just going to go back to your old ways and then you're going to gain the weight back. So definitely. And it takes practice and it takes work. Like, and you're going to, I mean, it happens. You may gain weight again and that's okay, but you know how to get it off. Right.
So
it's just those little changes that you can incorporate and make them permanent structures in your life. So, you know, for me, for example, working out is forever going to be a part of my life at this point. Like it's such a habit, even if I'm not eating super clean, I'm getting my workout done. You know what I'm saying? So that's a lifestyle change now. also it's more of a lifestyle for me to eat clean. Like, yeah, there are there times I go off? Of course, yes. You know, I don't eat clean, yes. But the majority of the time, my meals are structured that way because that's my lifestyle now. And yeah. So it's all about making all those, fitting those things in and incorporating an actual lifestyle change. That's what I think is going to make it the most sustainable. And doing it in a way that's sustainable for you.
Yeah.
So if it, this might work for Susie, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe Susie can do, you know, I only eat 3 meals in this window of time. Maybe that's not going to work for you. So you got to do what's going to work for you.
Mm, yeah. And you know, you just kind of shift. And I just felt a little shift in my mindset, even when you said, and if you gain a little weight back, you know how to get it off. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like sometimes you can get down about that. Like, oh, I gained it back, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. No, I know. And I have the tools to get it right off if I do. That just was a little relief in just knowing that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't think about it like that. Even with my question, it's like, we get it off and we want to keep it off. Well, sis, right. You might gain a couple pounds back or something, mm-hmm. but we know how to get it off now with all of this knowledge that the Fit Mom expert has been dropping today. So ladies, if you are not snatched, or you are not on your way to being snatched this summer, it's all on you, because you have gotten so many real life tips from Tanisha, and it's doable for all of us if we just keep at it and keep pushing forward. Is there anything else that you would like to add or share? And then I just want people to know where they can find you.
Mm-hmm. No, the biggest thing I want to say is just don't give up on yourself. Like, you know, no matter what, just keep, you know, remember that you are worthy. You can do this. And that's really it. Like, so never give up on yourself, no matter what. And then you guys can find me. I'm on Instagram at FitMomExpert and Facebook at Tanisha Douglas. And if you are interested in one of my training programs, you can go to virtuallyfit.com. That's our online training program, online fitness coaching. And we're happy to get you guys on a program.
Tanisha does not play in a good way, in a good way. She's encouraging in a way that's not overwhelming and like supportive in what you're trying to do. So if you are looking for that extra like push in a group, like the people in her group, they're always mm-hmm. showing pictures of what they're eating. Like, you know, they are keeping each other accountable. So please, if you need help, you may have to invest in yourself in order to get there, because you know the internet, it may be free, but it's not going to give you exactly what you need. So I would say go over to Virtually Fit, get some help, talk to my girl, and if you just don't feel like it yet, go to Instagram, follow her page and check out her stories, because her and her daughter, they are funny just to watch, and she shares a lot of good looking food on there that might inspire you to eat a little bit healthier. But with that being said, ladies, I'm so thankful that you took the time to listen. You can find me at Coach Whitney K on Facebook and on Instagram. My website is coachwk.com. And if you know someone who could benefit from this podcast, go ahead and share it so we can continue to inspire women to go after being the best versions of themselves, no matter how long it takes, no matter what it takes, just to keep pushing and getting a little bit better every day. And ladies, don't forget that while you are out there living life, do not forget to woman intentionally. Let's go.